You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, time to catch up with Crystal Alderson. Good morning to you, Crystal. Happy Friday, of course, as we always say on a Friday. A breakthrough in South Sudan's peace talks.
Yes, good morning, Bongani, and happy Friday to you too. So finally, Riek Machar has agreed to form this unity government with Salva Kiir and take up that position as vice president. That is supposed to happen tomorrow in South Sudan, in Juba. And I think between Monday when we spoke and today, Bongani, there must have been some serious backroom negotiations to get Riek Machar to take up his position as vice president. So that is some good news politically, but what's not good news, Bongani, a really damning and critical report by the UN Humanitarian Office in South Sudan. That report released in Johannesburg yesterday, really detailing how government and other opposition groups deliberately starved civilians by denying them aid access. The three-member commission looked into abuses from the signing of the peace deal in September 2018 to December 2019. And it's really an indictment of the, as they say, the predatory and unaccountable elites and how they've just couldn't be bothered about the suffering of ordinary civilians after many years of conflict. So, for instance, they say people were, one, deliberately starved, they were arrested, detained, denied access to justice. And the report also slammed the power-sharing process and said that it lacked political will because the political elites, i.e. Salva Kiir, Riek Machar, are like simply oblivious to the intense suffering of millions of civilians. And they also say there's the ongoing recruit of child soldiers by government forces and rebel groups. So it's going to be interesting to see reaction from the South Sudanese political players who, of course, have now given us some good news that they will form that government of national unity tomorrow. But it really just shows, Bongani, how these political elites could not be bothered about the ordinary people of South Sudan.
Well, that's a story I'm afraid we find in Malawi as well. That's the country we are featuring for Africa Friday today. The governing party now wants to go after the Concord judges. This is, of course, the ones who declared that recent poll null and void.
Yes, Bongani. So if all else fails from a ruling party, attack the judiciary. And that's what's now happening with the ruling governing and Democratic Progressive Party. Because, of course, they've come out of this very badly. In fact, Peter Mutharika, he has to step down in the coming days. So they took to the streets demanding that the Anti-Corruption Bureau must investigate all the five judges who, of course, presided over that presidential election and the nullification of that election results. So we do see the judiciary coming under attack here, the governing party claiming, all sorts of things about these judges and that they should be investigated. And I think it's all got to do with politics for Ghana. I think they simply cannot accept that the Constitutional Court had nullified that May 21 election of last year. And they also rejected Mutharika's bid to set aside the case. And they also even threw out the application of the Electoral Commission, who gave all sorts of excuses why they couldn't and they can't plan this election in the coming 100 days. So I think, unfortunately, Bongani, not great news from Malawi. I think on the one hand, we celebrated this, the independence of the judiciary in that country, but politically and the ruling party, quite a bit of power still, and I just have a feeling that they might derail that process of having that election in 120 odd days.
There were always going to be consequences for that decision. Let's hope that the judiciary in that country can stand. Crystal Alderson with today's Africa Report.